Isang mapagpalang linggo po para sa ating lahat. Welcome to the Sanctuary of God, where praise, honor, worship, love, adoration, power, and glory belong to God alone. Napakabuti po ng Panginoon for giving us a day like Sunday where we could rest, be nurtured, and talaga po matanggap natin ang mga salita ng Panginoon na talaga magpapatibay at magpapalago po sa atin. Kagaya ng series po natin ngayon, Grow Up. No po, this is an opportunity, the season of God He gave us para po makita natin ang mga pribilehiyo pa natin, no, na mapalapit sa Kanya, mapagtibay Niya, at magamit po Niya ng tunay na nagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa Kanya. In the past 2 weeks, we have learned about spiritual disciplines na talaga po magpapatibay ng ating lakad sa Panginoon. And last week, we have talked about spiritual direction. Each one of us, no, we belong to each other and we need to be accountable with each other. We need to be guided. And darating ang panahon that we also, no, guide others along, no, into the presence of God and making them mature and multiply in Christ's likeness. Today, I will be sharing with you another opportunity to grow up, and that is spiritual alignment. So, gaano ba kahalaga ang spiritual alignment? No? So, before we discuss this, tayo po muna ay manalangin sa Panginoon. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank You, we bless Your name, for You are with us today. We celebrate Your goodness, Your faithfulness, and greatness in the midst of us. In every home represented in this sanctuary, Lord, we honor You. We proclaim You are our Lord, our King, our Savior. And Holy Spirit, please come and continue, Lord, to soften our hearts and make us ready to receive from the Lord and to grow up in Christ's likeness. This is our prayer and surrender in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So, we will talk about today spiritual alignment. So, gaano nga ba po kahalaga ang spiritual alignment? No? But before that, saan ba natin nakikita at naririnig yung alignment? So it is very true with our bodies, no? Yung ating spinal cord, no? Part of our nervous system. Kapag po hindi ito aligned, talaga pong tawag po doon ay meron tayong scoliosis. And wow, it will be very painful as we get older. Mula po sa likod, hanggang bewang, papunta sa binti at sa paanan. And also, alignment is important as per any vehicles, no? Sa mga sasakyan po natin. Kapag po ang ating sasakyan ay hindi naka-align ang mga gulong, talaga po makaka-experience po ito ng irregular moving and talagang masisira po ang ating steering wheel. At mahihirapan din po tayo at maging ang atin pong direksyon ay magiging mapahamak. Saan ba natin naririnig ang alignment? Ito ang paboritong larawan, no, ng mga mag-boyfriend. Yan, ang picture ng isang nagmamahalan na couple, no, boy-girl relationship. And we want to be aligned with each other. We want to hold each other. And we want, no, talaga na every moment ay magkahawak at talagang hindi na naghihiwalay. And this is alignment. Well, how about with our spiritual alignment? Gaano ba talaga ito kahalaga? You know, spiritual alignment examines our spiritual condition before God. It shows, no, gaano tayo katugon ng Diyos sa bawat araw, sa lahat ng ating lakad. So, napakahalaga po ng spiritual alignment dahil ito ang nagbibigay larawan ng pinakaloob po natin, no, sa pagkatao, sa ating relasyon sa Panginoon. That's inner self. Meron kasi tayong outer self, no, na nakikita ng lahat ng mga tao. Pero yung inner self natin, it's between us and God alone. Tayo lang ang nakakaalam nito. At ito ang tinutugon ng spiritual alignment, our very inner self. At kung hindi po ito tama ang kondisyon, ang lahat po ng mga bagay, no, pakikitungo, pag-iisip, pakiramdam, mga direksyon at desisyon natin sa buhay ay magkakaroon po ng kaguluhan. At yun nga, malungkot, hindi natin maaabot ang ating purpose in life. So, aligning our spirit to the Spirit of God is not just important but very crucial, no, sa ating paglakad sa Panginoon. And kung titignan po natin ang paglalarawan ng alignment with God or spiritual alignment, it gives us three pictures. Number one, dito po sa James chapter 4, verse 8, sabi po dito, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So, ang spiritual alignment gives us the true meaning of abiding in the Lord. When we draw ourselves to Him, He will draw ourselves to us. At mula po doon, magkakaroon na ng regeneration, pagpapanauli, pagpabagong puso. At patuloy na bibigay sa atin ang kahalaga ng pagiging malinis, pagiging dalisay, at no, talagang single ang ating focus sa ating Panginoon lamang. Not only that, Amos chapter 3, verse 3, sabi po dito, do two walk together unless they have agreed to meet? So alignment, no, or spiritual alignment leads us to agreement with God. No, mararanasan lang natin ang tunay na pagkakatugon natin sa Diyos kung tayo ay sumasang-ayon sa Kanyang kalooban at sumasang-ayon sa Kanyang kaparaanan. So, yan po ang spiritual alignment. And number three, sabi dito in Numbers 25 verse 3, so Israel joined themselves to Baal Peor, and the Lord was angry against them, no, against Israel. Ang spiritual alignment po, ang kondisyon na tuwid ang ating inner self, ang ating pakikipag-ugnayan sa Panginoon, will also protect us from any harm. Because this spiritual alignment, no, will clarify to us how we walk in obedience to God. So we see here, no, ang ilang pong mga pagpapaliwanag patungkol po sa spiritual alignment. And kung ganito pala kahalaga ang spiritual alignment, no, kung ito pala ay nagbibigay sa atin ng malalim na kahulugan ng pakikipag-isa sa Panginoon, pagsunod sa Kanya, no, at pagtugon sa Kanya, pag-agree sa Kanya, bakit nga ba natin ito hindi na gagawa? Bakit nadidiskaril tayo? Bakit tayo nalilihis ng landas? Bakit parang tila nagkakaroon ng scoliosis ang ating spirit? Bakit nagkakaroon ng crooked, no, nalarawan ang direksyon ng ating relasyon sa Panginoon? So, what causes spiritual disalignment? Bakit nga ba tayo nalilihis ng landas? Bakit tayo nalilihis ng ating relasyon, pakikitungo, at pagsama, at paglakad ng malapitan sa Panginoon? Five reasons. Number one is our fatal attraction to the world. We have still, no, unworthy pursuits and ungodly loves. Sabi po dito ni John sa 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. We see here, no, the power of spiritual alignment. And that is doing the will of God, abiding in Him. We see here, no, na talagang, wow, we will live forever. And yun lang, yung love natin sa world, yung mga desires ng flesh natin, where do we spend our body, our time, effort, money, talent, no? How do we become, no? How are we becoming satisfied, no, with the things of this world than the things about God and God Himself? And even the pride of life, ang mga kagustuhan nating mauna, sumikat, and mag-compete, no? At talagang ito po ay problema ng ating kalooban na siyang nagpapahiwalay sa atin sa presensya at ating sweet fellowship with the Lord. Number two reason what causes our disalignment with God is ungodly aspirations and anxieties in life. Pagka po sinabing aspirations, ito po yung mga desires, dreams, and ambition. Wala pong mali, no, kung tayo ay mag-aambisyon, mga ngarap, at magkakaroon ng kagustuhan, no, na tayo ay umunlad. Subalit, kung ang mga aspirations na ito ay wala ang Diyos at hindi naluluwalhati ang Panginoon, ito po ay nagiging ungodly. And sabi dito, yung anxieties natin, mga pag-aalala. At ang anxiety po ay superficial na problema. Ito ay nakalutang, ito ang nakikita, ito ang nararamdaman natin. Subalit, may pinakamalalim po itong pinanggagalingan. Ang lahat ng ating pag-aalala ay hindi lamang dahil tayo ay nag-aalala, no? Kung hindi ang ating pag-aalala ay dulot ng ating inggit, selos, dissatisfaction, ungratefulness, covetousness, at ito po ang sumisira ng ating alignment, pakikipag-ugnayang matapat sa Panginoon. Matthew 6:25 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Sabi ng Panginoon, do not be anxious. It is a command. So every time we feel anxious, every time we have this anxiety, no, we sin against God. And that's why David says, no, sabi niya, "Your love, O Lord, is better than life." Hindi po naging excuse si David, no, sa mga troubles in life, sa persecution, sa trials. But at the end of each day, he found his satisfaction and his joy not with the things of this world, not with the people, no, na kasama niya, not with the achievements in life, but only with the love of God in him. Number three reason, no, that caused us to disalign with the Lord is our fatigue in our soul. Fatigue is the declension. Ito po ang pagkabagsak ng ating kaluluwa, and that results to backsliding. Yung pag hindi mo na gusto, no, na sumunod sa Diyos, magbasa ng kanyang salita, makisama sa mga kapwa Kristiyano. Alam niyo po, there is no such thing as a break from Christian life, no? Hindi mo pa pwedeng sabihin na mag-break muna ako. Mag-break muna ako sa pagiging life group leader. Magbakasyon muna ako sa pagiging minister. O hindi muna ako mag-involve sa mga ministries. I want to have break from all these spiritual things. No, there is no such thing as break from Christian life, because the moment you take a break, you fall. No? Pagka sinabi mo, magpapahinga muna ako, hindi muna ako a-attend ng life group, okay lang kami ni God, it's not true. That's the moment you will fall. Before, no, sasabi natin, "Oh, good morning, Lord." Pero ngayon, dahil sa sobrang kapaguran natin, at sa sobrang hirap ng ating mga kalooban, because of the anxieties that we have and ungodly aspirations in life, we can now say, "Good Lord, it's morning." Wala nang joy, wala nang enthusiasm, wala nang vibrance. No, and sabi po ng Matthew 11:28-30, "Come to me all who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Sabi ng Panginoon, "Lumapit kayo sa akin, kayong nangapapagal at nabibigatang lubha, those who labor and heavy laden." Fatigue in our soul, will lead us, no, away from the very presence of God. Be very careful. Number four reason, we are running on empty and are running after emptiness. Dalawang bagay po ito about emptiness, no? We are running on empty, tumatakbo ka, pero wala ng laman, wala ng lakas, wala ng salita ng Diyos, wala ng mga pangako ng Diyos na iyong niyayakap. And you are running after emptiness. You chase after the wind. You pursue the things of this world. And sabi dito, yung living an empty life, no, leads us to superficial relationship with God. Yung ating inner life, yung ating inner self is so dry. The soul is neglected. Walang buhay, walang spring of water. Hindi na nakapagbibigay. Kaya nga ang resulta ay yon. Ang lahat ng bagay na ito na ginagawa natin ay regimentation na lang. We here to be informed and not to be transformed. We read the Bible to study, yet we don't understand at all. We attend to church, pero wala ng real life. We attend to life group, pero bigat na bigat ang ating mga kalooban. There's no joy and there is no real, no, expectations from God. And that is running on empty. And we are running after emptiness. Alam niyo yon, we ran with the things after the things that really do not satisfy. We ran after the worthlessness of this world. Iniisip natin, paano ba ako makakapagpahinga? Paano ba ako makakaibsan ng lungkot? Paano ako makakapanauli ng aking kapaguran sa aking isip? So what we do, no, we sleep, we watch TV, we do Netflix, and we do Korean novela, no, and everything, no, para lang tayo masatisfy. At the end of the day, no, we still left tired and burdened. Why? Because these do not really satisfy. Sabi ng Panginoon in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13, my people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Kita ng Diyos ang ating mga paghanap. And sometimes God is here offering life to us, pero tayo rin ang gumagawa ng sarili nating kaparaanan para tayong masiyahan. At dahil po doon, tayo ay nalilihis ng ating landas mula sa presensya ng Panginoon. And number five, which is the last reason, no, or dahilan, bakit nga ba tayo nalilihis ng ating landas sa Panginoon, is because we live a double life. No, life is divided. No, minsan iniisip po, ito pang church to. Ito pang trabaho to. Pwede ako dito kasi mga kasama ko naman dito ay hindi taga-church. Ito ay hindi pwede kasi nasa environment na ako ng life group at church at Crossroads. Ako, malalagot ako dito. No! Your secular work is also your sacred responsibility. Ano man ang trabaho natin sa labas, driver man tayo, cook man tayo, teacher tayo, ano man ang ating pagkatawag sa Panginoon, make it your sacred responsibility. It is God who intended you to have it this time. And he is the one who called you to be that person in that place. No, and your secular work must also be sacred. Your daily concerns must also be sacred. Ang pagtuturo, ang pagluluto, ang pag-aaral, ang pagtatrabaho, nasa daan, nasa loob ng bahay, saan man. No, lahat na ito ay dapat maging banal at kaaya-aya sa Panginoon. Walang paghahati ng ating mga concerns. Walang paghahati ng ating atensyon. Kaya nga sabi sa Romans chapter 12 verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, through this, no, by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Alam natin yan, gusto natin yan. Lord, I want to follow your will. I want to do good. I want to do what is acceptable to you. Pero, bakit hindi natin magawa? Because, yun nga po, we are double-minded. We dichotomize, no? Hinahati natin ang ating pagkatawag, ang ating mga gawain, no, mula po sa ating relasyon sa Panginoon. So be very careful. And so spiritual alignment, no, what is this all about? Ano ba ito talaga? So sa akin pong pag-aaral po itong binigay po sa aking assignment, akin pong natuklasan ng spiritual alignment is all about abiding in God. And when you abide in Him, it means abiding is a daily thing. It's a process. It's a non-ending relationship walking with God. And spiritual alignment is agreement with God. You say yes to Him. Agreement. No, walang pag-aalinlangan, walang itatago, walang panahon na ako ang masusunod, kundi all the way through we say yes to God. And it is our allegiance to Him. We say yes to God and God alone. Therefore, for me, no, spiritual alignment is daily you say yes to God alone. It's very simple. In order for me to see and to check and to examine, am I right with God? Am I aligned with Him? Is my inner self intact in the process of renewal, in the process of revival? Ito lang ang aking dadamhin. Am I aligned with the Lord? And therefore, the as it says, is it daily? Daily, am I saying yes to God and to God alone? And if the question, if the answer to your question is affirmative, then congratulations, we are on the right track, no, aligned with the Lord. Well, what makes this really difficult? Bakit nga ba talaga tayo hindi makasunod at talaga nadidiskaril ang ating lakad at napopostpone ang pagtupad natin sa kalooban ng Diyos? Isang bagay talaga, no? Because with spiritual alignment, iisa yan eh. Pero kapag ka nagdalawa ka na, nagkaroon na ng choices, nagkaroon na ng conflict of choice, of interest, of devotion to the Lord, eto na. Dito na tayo nagkakaroon ng battle. Nagkakaroon na ng gera sa ating puso, sa ating inner self. Do you know the song, Sana Dalawa Ang Puso Ko? Sabi niya, sana dalawa ang puso ko, hindi na sana nalilito kung sino sa inyo. Sana dalawa ang puso ko, hindi na sana kailangan pang pumili sa inyo. Kaya tanong ko lagi ay bakit nga kaya iisa ang puso natin? Hindi naman natin maaaring hatiin. Can you sing that song? Later you sing that song and remind you na hindi talaga pwedeng maging dalawa ang puso. Intentional na nilikha ng Diyos ang puso natin na iisa lamang. Upang iisa lamang ang ititibok nito, iisa lamang ang kanyang titingnan, iisa lamang ang kanyang susundin, iisa lamang ang kanyang iibigin sa lahat ng araw ng kanyang buhay. At walang iba kung hindi ang kanyang manlilikha na nakakaalam ng lahat ng mabuti para sa kanya. Amen? So this really, no, challenges us to pursue spiritual alignment when we are double-minded, when we are in disagreement with God, and when we intentionally disobey the Lord. So be very careful. We need to repent. We need to repent from this intentionality of disliking God, this intentionality of disobeying the Lord and disagreeing with Him. Because kapag ka nandito pa yan sa ating puso, ito ay magpapadiskaril ng ating lakad sa Panginoon. I know, I believe, lahat po tayo, no? We want to be spiritually aligned with God and praise Him because through His Word, He has given us, no, the way to be back to Him and to be right with Him and to be aligned with Him again. And as sabi po dito, there are 5 keys to spiritual alignment. Number 1, focus with singleness of heart. Dahil iisa lang ang puso natin, turuan din naman natin na iisa lang ang mamahalin, susundin, yayakapin, at talaga pong, wow, siya lamang ang nakaluklok sa ating nag-iisang puso. And then let us shift our hope from ourselves, no, to the Lord, to God. Matthew 6:19 to 24 reminds us of the things, no, na kailangan po nating i-discipline. Kailangan natin ipatuon sa Panginoon. Sabi niya dito, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You know, there's this acid test to singleness of heart. Itlong bagay, single treasure. Where are we storing up our treasures? Dito ba sa earth or sa heaven? Single eye, saan ba tayo nakatingin? What does truly matter to us? What is our heart longing, yearning for, searching after, and pursuing? You know, if we see as God sees, then we will do as God says. Meron pong isang doctor, no, siya po ay abortionist. Sa mahabang panahon, it happened in 1970s. His name is Dr. Bernard Nathanson. Siya po ay abortionist who turned out to becoming a pro-life doctor. After po, nung na-discover ang ultrasound, kanya po na-discovery din at napaniwalaan na ang fetus ay hindi tissue. Kung hindi ang fetus ay buhay, ang fetus ay may buhay na galing sa Diyos. So, ito na po ang nagsimula, no, ng kanyang lakad bilang isang medical doctor and a pro-life doctor. Napaka-powerful po na ating makita ang mga nakikita ng Diyos at nais ituon ng Diyos sa ating mga paningin. And sabi dito, number three is yung single master. Sino ba talaga yung master natin? Pinangalanan po dito yung mammon, as yung money as mammon. Because Jesus never looks at money as just a thing. He looks at money as a personality. Merong power, merong influence, nakakapag-create, no, ng direksyon, desisyon sa buhay ng tao. So, number two, not only singleness of heart, but also we need to develop the simplicity of life. I-shift po natin ang ating perspective, ang ating pananaw, mula po sa mga temporal na bagay, patungo sa mga eternal, no, na things and eternal gain para po sa kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon. That's why itinuloy po ang verses in Matthew chapter 6, 31 to 34. Therefore, do not be anxious. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Dalawang bagay po ang pinapatukol ng Panginoong Jesus sa mga bagay dito sa mundo. Number one, our treasure on earth is perishable. Lahat po ng bagay dito sa mundo ay lilipas. Pangalawa, our treasure on earth is precarious, uncertain, mga hindi tiyak kung hanggang saan, hanggang kailan, mananatili, no? At papagkakatiwalaan. So, nais po natin i-turn ang ating allegiance, ang ating alignment, no, to the eternal things that God had prepared for us. Simplihan lamang po natin ang buhay. No? Huwag po natin itong i-complicate sa pamamagitan po ng mga bagay na gusto po nating makamkam dito sa lupa. Alam niyo po, sagutin daw po natin ang tanong na ito, true or false? God intends for us to be good stewards of everything we own. What is your answer? True or false? The answer, the correct answer is false because we own nothing. And God only entrusts things we have today. No, wala po tayong pagmamayari at ang lahat po ng bagay, lahat, everything we are and everything that we have comes from the Lord, and He entrusts lahat ito po para sa atin sa kapanahunan ngayon. Pero po isang pastor na nabuhay po ng talagang wow, with simplicity of life, siya po si John Wesley. Sabi nga po niya eh, meron lamang daw pong 1 over 500 Christians ang makatotohanang nabubuhay with simplicity of life. Nag-umpisa po siyang tumanggap ng kanyang salary with 30 pounds, no? 30 British pounds. At siya po ay nabubuhay with 28 pounds, no? Yung dalawa po, 2 ay kanya pong binibigay sa church, sa gawain ng Panginoon. Dumating ang mahabang panahon at yung kanyang 30 pounds salary ay naging 1,400 pounds na po. Subalit hindi po nagbago ang lifestyle ni John Wesley, na natili pa rin po siyang mabuhay, nabubuhay sa 28 pounds lamang. And the rest na po ay kanyang ipinagkakaloob sa gawain ng Panginoon. Lumaki ang kanyang salary, pero hindi lumaki ang kanyang lifestyle. Pagkus sa paglaki ng kanyang salary, lumaki din ang kanyang influence, no, sa kanya pong generosity sa gawain ng Panginoon, because he believes at what is eternal, the things that will remain forever. Alam niyo daw po, we can only escape this materialism, no, from being simple and from living a simple life. Always think, kapag pa sinabi natin simple life, we always think that we are living in a war time. Kapag po nasa giyera, tatlong bagay lang ang mahalaga para sa bawat pamilya. Ang makakain sa araw-araw, ang magkaroon ng isang protected shield or shelter, at pangatlo, magkaroon ng kasuotan na sasapat sa panahon ng taglabig, tagulan, tag-araw. This is a war time. Po, nasa pandemic po tayo, and it's very inappropriate, no, to hoard things for us. And because, no, talagang with all the things that we receive from the Lord, we live as His servants, as His stewards in this time, very challenging time for all of us. Number 3, desire, sacred pursuit. Tayo po'y pinapaalalahanan na ating i-shift, ating ilipat ang ating mga paghahanap mula sa mga material na bagay tungo sa mga spiritual na bagay. At dahil dito, tayo ay magiging katugon ng Diyos at tayo ay makakaranas ng kapayapaan sa ating buhay. Huwag po natin i-dichotomize ang ating pagkatawag sa Panginoon at ang ating mga desisyon, no? Sabi dito, your secular work is also your sacred responsibility. Hindi po nalilimitahan ang kaluwalhatian at kabanalan ng Diyos sa loob lamang ng simbahan. Ngayon po, labas na tayo lahat sa simbahan. We are all in the natural world, in the new normal. No, nasa loob tayo ng tahanan natin, nasa mga trabaho, nasa iba't ibang mga connection po natin. And it's time, no, to do our secular work with this sacred responsibility, giving all the glory to God and finding God where He is at work. Hanapin natin ang Diyos, saan ba siya kumikilos at kung saan yan man tayo dadalhin. Let God do His work in us and through us. Number 4, walk in the sufficiency of God. Wala pong ibang makapagbibigay sa atin ng kasapatan, no, maliban lamang po sa ating manlilikha at ang ating Diyos na nagmamahal po sa atin. Let us shift our dependence from our flesh to the Spirit. Let us feed ourselves with God's Word daily. Huwag po nating tatawaran ang salita ng Panginoon na maaaring maging lakas po natin sa tuwi-tuwi na. Sabi po ni Asaph sa Psalm 73:25-26, whom have I in heaven but you, and there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Let us beware of running on empty, and let us beware of running after emptiness. But rather, let us find, no, our security, satisfaction, strength, love, and worth in God alone. And last, number 5 is take a Sabbath, no? tayo po talaga ay magkaroon ng kapahingan. Let us shift our direction from pleasure to worship. Ang araw ng Linggo, ang bawat unang araw, oras ng ating Linggo na po ay para sa Panginoon. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11 says, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience." Rest is not equivalent to doing nothing. Rest is trusting in the Lord, waiting on Him, enjoying His presence, giving Him the best of our attention, listening to Him, pandering on His goodness and His greatness, and most especially resting is embracing His fellowship, His very presence. Meron pong Psalm 23, the antithesis, the opposite of the essence of Psalm 23 that we read, used to read. Let me read this, Psalm 23, the antithesis by Marcia K. Hammock. "The clock is my dictator, I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me to deep depression, it hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done. For my ideal is with me. Dateliness and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines. My in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressures shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever." And this is the picture of not being aligned with the true shepherd. Mga kapatid, never forget the shepherd of our soul. It's time to get aligned with the Lord. It's time to really abide in Him daily and to say yes to Him and to Him alone. Our highest purpose is to glorify God. And we can best glorify Him if we abide in Him, if we live by Him, in Him, and for Him. And to be spiritually aligned to Him, daily we say yes to God and to Him alone. And this declaration would show evidences. Singleness of heart, simplicity of life, sacredness of our pursuit, walking in the sufficiency of God, and observing the Sabbath as the gift of God for us to rest and enjoy Him in worship and gratitude. Our alignment is not bound and not motivated by duties. It is motivated by our love and by our loyalty and allegiance to Him. Because He alone is our God, our Savior, and our King. And He is worthy of all our praise, adoration, devotion. Alam niyo po, bago matapos yung 2019 at sa pagsisimula po ng 2020, God gave me two songs, worship songs wrapped up with a powerful vision of who He is. And it shows the majesty and the glory of God forever. And I found myself singing this song, especially in these difficult times that we are going through. That indeed, my God is worthy of it all. He is worthy of my life, my days, my time, my effort, my everything. And the song goes like this. "All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the earth elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and saying, you are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory." He deserved everything. He deserves all this, that we align with Him, we abide in Him, we agree in Him, and we are loyal to Him. And today, if you are saying, "God, you are worthy of it all of my life, all of my devotion, all of my attention, I decide to align with you. I repent from all my fatal attractions to the world. I repent from all my ungodly aspirations and anxieties. I repent from all my pretensions. I repent from running on empty. I repent from running after worthlessness. I repent from running after emptiness. I repent from being double-minded. And today, I only surrender to align with you, declaring that you, Jesus, is my Lord and my Savior, my God and King. I align all my life, in all of my days, in all ways, because you are worthy of it all. If this is your prayer, let us all together bow down to Him and turn our hearts to Him. Can we put our right hand upon our hearts and let us all together dedicate ourselves to Him? Father, Lord, we thank you for your living word. We thank you that you have spoken to us, Lord. Our need of you, our need to be aligned with you. Lord, forgive us. Pagpatawad niyo po sa amin ang aming pagiging makasarili, ang lahat ng mga kagustuhan namin, Panginoon, ay hindi ayon sa iyo. Ang lakad namin ay masyadong mapagmataas. Patawarin niyo po kami. And today, Lord, breathe upon us anew. Lord, ipapasalamat kami sa kapatawaran na kinawad sa amin ngayon. And help us to walk anew. Help us to walk in line with you. Help us that daily we say yes to you alone. And that our hearts will have a single focus. That we will live simply giving glory to you. And that, Lord, you help us to really pursue you with all of our desires and aspirations. Dalangin din po namin that we will always be fed by your word so that we can be able to give what is of you and from you. And Lord, teach us to really have a good rest, to trust you in worship, in waiting, even in wailing, Lord, even in our cries, even in our loneliness, even in our desperation. Lord, patuloy pa rin kaming aawit. Patuloy pa rin kaming magpapayakap sa iyo. Lord, because resting in you, there we can only find refuge, strength, and love, and life. Marami pong salamat. Lord, whatever we have received from you today, Lord, iimpok mo po ito sa aming puso. Pagpalain niyo po ito at ito'y magbubunga ng mabuti at mapagpalang lakad na nakapagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa iyo. Ito ang aming dalangin sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen at amen. Amen. To God be the glory.